Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 546 of the My1236 podcast. If you're a regular listener and/or viewer of the show, you know this is a wrestling podcast. But this week, it's not going to be. I decided a couple of months ago that once a month I was going to kind of veer off the pro wrestling track and just kind of talk about life experiences, things that have gone on. And I've done that twice now. And the first episode I did back in February was pretty well received. I talked about my days in TV news, and I'm going to do a little bit more, not necessarily on that, but just kind of some of the, this is called failing to succeed. And I guess it's kind of a double entendre of, either you are failing to succeed or you have to fail to succeed. And that's kind of the path I'm going to take with this, is that we typically, celebrate the victories, and which makes a lot of sense. And I think sometimes we forget, or we are ashamed, or don't want to put a light on the shortcomings that we experience, the things that we fail to do, the things that we fail to achieve or accomplish, making goals, resetting those goals, knowing that if you're not going to necessarily be on course to make that specific goal that you had in mind, that it is okay to, in fact, switch gears or tweak things, make things work. But it's also okay to fail and to fall flat on your face and get back up and try over again. And that becomes frustrating. And I'll be honest, this podcast itself has been a work in progress for over 10 years, almost 10 and a half years now. Every Monday, a new podcast. And, my grand vision of things was back then, and still is, to one day this becomes a more consumable hot commodity, if you will, that people want to hear it. And I have a group of folks who are very loyal and listen and comment and let me know that they're out there. But again, I feel like this podcast is like a tiny little grain of sand in a massive beach of podcasts, not just wrestling podcasts, but podcasts in general. And so I'm working, with the YouTube channel. Gosh, I probably a year and a half, maybe, yeah, about a year and a half ago or so, probably decided to start putting the podcast onto YouTube, because I'm trying again with that channel. And that channel's been around for 14 years, and I'm working up to getting to a spot. And then that the requirements for monetization and stuff, they kind of change it. And so I don't view that as a failure. I view that as, something that I've worked hard to do. At one point I had to get to 1,000 subscribers, and now I'm at almost 1,300. But now you have to have certain number of hours watched, and so that's the new challenge, is getting people to watch the videos and engage with the videos. And so my hope is still always that that's going to become a thing, and that's why I'm focusing and putting more content out there and doing things with the Hunsberger Chronicles, for example, or the Poor Decisions, and not just all wrestling related content, because it's such a, the wrestling market is so saturated. And I just try to do lots of fun things that I find entertaining, that I would watch and that I would do. So that's why I'm kind of doing my thing the way that I am now, with the shorts or the quicker, faster videos, TikTok style videos, in hopes of, catching fire one day, getting that movement, making that movement and moving forward. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, for those who are new here, who usually don't listen to the wrestling portion of this and just have stumbled upon this, or you've watched when it was on the news. Like everyone in life, we set these goals, we set these expectations for ourselves, we try to achieve those things, and then when we don't get it, we fail. We turn on ourselves, I think, sometimes, and right or wrong, and it just kind of beat ourselves up over things that, yeah, in certain circumstances we can control those things, but blaming other people for those shortcomings is usually something we do as well. And not literally taking a look in the mirror, taking that accountability, and really kind of figuring out a way, okay, how am I going to make this better for me how am I going to change this situation and not wait for someone else to come along and do it for me and not have someone to be that scapegoat? And so talk about a few examples and times and actually what triggered this. I saw something the other day on Facebook and it brought back a memory of my college days. And when, I think I told the story before, but when I was in college, I knew I wanted to go into mass communication. That was my major, mass communication with an emphasis on media studies, because back at that time where I went to school at Southeast Missouri State, there wasn't like a broadcasting curriculum. And I didn't even know if I wanted to be on TV news. I wanted to be on radio originally. That was the original plan. And then some of the radio courses got canceled. And so I kind of scrambled and just did what I needed to do to get out of there with a degree. But along the way, an opening came up at the local Fox affiliate, KBSI. If you live in Southeast Missouri, Western Kentucky, Southern Illinois, Fox 23 is what it's kind of known as. And they do now have a newscast, but back then they didn't. But this was the summer of 95, so almost 30 years ago. I saw an ad. Somebody pointed it out to me. And this is, the internet had just started. I mean, it was in its infancy. I think I had a school email address, but nothing beyond that. And somebody smartened me up to the fact that they were hiring at KBSI for a kids club coordinator. If you remember back in the 80s and 90s, not just on Fox, but different independent stations or whatever would have afternoon cartoons, weekend cartoons, and they would have like a local person introduce the cartoons or do little skits and things like that. And so I went for it, and I went in and I applied, and I actually got called for an interview and an audition. And I didn't know what to expect because I wasn't never savvy to any of that. I wasn't privy to any of that kind of life. What do you do? How do you do this? And I was so nervous. I went out and bought a suit jacket, had a suit ready to go, and I go in there and I'm standing in their studio, and there was the station, I don't know what his title was. He was the one that was interviewing me though. He was in there. We did the interview part and then we go out into the studio and they have a camera on. I would love to see this tape. I'm sure it got destroyed many, many years ago, probably 10 seconds after I left the station, but I stood there and they didn't have a teleprompter. They had cue cards. And so they held up these cue cards and I had to read the cue cards and talk about the adventures, because they had a costume character that was dressed like a fox and then the human counterpart. And so I remember though having that hope that, even though when it was over with, I'm like, oh my God, that was horrible. That was awful. That was brutal. But I still held out that hope that, hey, could get this gig. And then when I didn't, I was terribly disappointed. And they ended up hiring a woman. I don't think she was a student at the time. But then one of another student in the mass comm program got hired to be her like sidekick. He was a doctor or something along those lines and would do these wacky skits along with her from time to time. So that was a missed opportunity. That was a fail. That was a big disappointment because I was nearing graduation. I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life. And I thought this is going to be a great, and I remember it paid. I mean, this is the 90s. I don't remember what the pay was. It paid better than what I was making at Chuck E. Cheese, and it offered benefits. So I was really super stoked about this potential opportunity. But of course, it didn't come to be, and I would learn throughout the years how the TV process works, and unfortunately for a lot of folks, it doesn't pay a great wage or a great salary, but it's that experience of doing it and having the fun with it. And so that was really kind of that first experience, and I after that decided, okay, well, I do want to do this TV thing, and then here's what I'm going to do to kind of get there. And so then, and I had a folder full of like rejection letters from TV stations where I would send in a resume tape or apply, and I would get thank you, but no thanks. Some of them I actually did go and do interviews for, and I can remember in those early days of going to different TV stations and driving around the country, in some cases, not really the country, more, the Midwest, Kansas, Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky, an interview, and then, coming up short. And it was a disappointing process and frustrating, to say the very least. And every one of those, though, I feel like I felt good about the fact that I made it to the final cut of, being interviewed at least. So I was getting my foot in the door and seeing, but it, that next step, obviously, getting a job. So, my wife was my biggest motivator and pushed, pushed, and pushed. Parents pushed and pushed and pushed and encouraged and didn't let me let the doubts, the self-doubts creep in, even though it did to an extent. And I think even from them, there was doubt. But I kept moving forward. And I think that's where a lot of times when we try something and we fail at it, we're quick to write it off, done, and not pursue it or push it or continue down that path. That's, I think, one of the things that I have always tried to do is be persistent and consistent. And, that's with this podcast, for 10 years, every week for the last 10 and a half years, a new episode has come out. I said earlier, episode 546. So it's important to me to do that. And I think that that kind of mindset and that spirit back 25 years ago, it's been more than now, but almost 30 years ago, of these rejection letters and thanks, but no thanks, and get some more experience, even though I don't have a job to get that experience, but finally figuring out how the system works, so to speak, and staying on course and finally achieving that goal. And even then, when I had that first job, then I looked for the next job. That's where it also kind of becomes more difficult. At least it was for a while, because I was looking at a very targeted market of trying to get that next job. But throughout that process, in those early days, I remember in 1999, WWE was holding, this is where the wrestling parts come to, WWE was holding, hiring rather, a new ring announcer. I had no wrestling ring announcer experience. I was doing camera work for a little bitty wrestling company in Northwest Alabama at the time, in Muscle Shoals, called Millennium, because this was in 1999, Millennium Wrestling Alliance. And I was so like introverted and so awkward that all I did is usually went there, stood by the camera, and did my thing, and left. And then they would take that video, and they were putting it back at that time, VHS, and selling copies of it. Really a thing. So anyway, I was doing that, and then I decided, okay, well, I'm gonna, I have my TV camera equipment for the TV station, so I'm going to shoot some video on here and do a news story on this, then I'm gonna submit that story and try to use that as my way in. And I didn't realize there are agents, talent scouts, and all this other stuff that goes into it. And I did get a rejection letter from WWE. It's around here somewhere, but I thought, well, hey, at least they, even if they popped it in and looked at it for 10 seconds, they saw it, they know my name or whatever. And so even though it was a fail again, and I realistically didn't think I was going to go to WWE. Lillian Garcia, by the way, is the one that ended up with that gig, and obviously the rest is history there. But just taking that chance and betting on yourself, it helped my confidence. It made, even though I didn't get it, and probably if there were 100 people there that were trying to get it, I would have been number 100. But I tried, and I think that we have fewer regrets in life than not trying that what if. What if I would have? So I am much happier on this side trying and failing than wondering what if I would have applied? What if I would have tried this? Would it have worked? And another example of that, again, with the TV news stuff and I was, working in Alabama and moved to Indiana and was trying to get back to the St. Louis area. And I knew I wasn't ready for the St. Louis market, but I still tried. I actually had people who were looking at my stuff and handing my tapes off and doing things. And I was in communication, but nothing ever became of it. But again, I was moving forward and working toward that goal. And I think that that also helps not only improve your confidence, your self-esteem, but it also helps improve your work and your work ethic. And it makes you a stronger candidate for the next game. Maybe it's not, like for me, 6 years ago now, almost 6 years ago, I got into the TV news business altogether. And I've got that whole new career path that I have had a lot of success and failures in as well. But it's been refreshing kind of taking that step back, taking that step away from that industry and going somewhere else, going in a whole new direction with there goes the microphone. Sorry about that. With my career and also just kind of changing the scenery, changing the outlook and the perspective and making those changes. It could have been another fail, jumping out of the TV news business and into, but it was, it didn't turn out that way. So again, I could be sitting here 6 years later saying, what if I would have tried something different or tried something new? I've been still in hand doing what I was doing at the TV station, although I don't think I would have survived all of the cuts and layouts that they have done at my former employer. So if you're from the area, you know what I'm talking about. But one other story on that is, the failure sector. In 2018, so let me backtrack a little bit further. 2016, my friend Tyler had approached me and asked me if I would ring announce for a wrestling company that he was going to be starting up in Southern Illinois. I met Tyler years earlier on the news of all places. He was in promoting a wrestling show, but we became friends through All American Pro Wrestling in the early 2010s, and actually was on WSIL TV. Saturdays, I was commentating and doing things, but again, it was that local thing, and eventually that went away. And then, fast forward to 2016, Tyler asked me to do that with Stride as just the ring announcer. We're not on TV, we're not doing videos back then, pre-COVID. Once COVID hit, though, we started recording our shows and I did the commentary for those, put them on YouTube. So, but anyway, saying all that to say is in 2018, an opportunity came to audition, well, for Impact Wrestling. It's now TNA once again, but Total Nonstop Action Impact Wrestling, and they were doing this thing out in Las Vegas. And it was a seminar slash audition, so you paid to go to the seminar, which I think was which it wasn't that wasn't bad at all. And I thought, well, if nothing else, I get some experience, meet some people, make some contacts. But the prize, if you will, was they were auditioning not just, it was mostly wrestlers. There were a lot of men and women there who were trying to wrestle. There were some referees there, there were some managers there, and there were probably three or four announcers. So I'm like, okay, a decent chance at this because we auditioned on Saturday and you would go Monday, Tuesday, for their meeting set back in Las Vegas. So when I bought the tickets, my wife was like, you got to try it, you got to do this. So she encouraged me. And so, like, okay, but if we do this, we're going to have to stay in Vegas past, I may not find out until Sunday that I'm not doing this. And then we're going to be there because we bought the tickets to stay until Wednesday because doing taping. If I make it, I'm doing taping Monday, Tuesday. So we end up doing that. I didn't make it. And I was genuinely disappointed. I really thought that there was a better opportunity or a better chance. By this point, I've got decades of experience in news, comfortable in the room. And I'll be honest, I don't know how much they were actually looking for someone for that particular set of tapings to do the thing, because the guy that ended up doing the announcing that for those tapings wasn't even at the audition. And I talked and I got a little bit of feedback from some of the people there, but no. And again, that's probably the more frustrating part for me is, again, I'm very introverted. I'm going to go on a different thing. I'm going to get out of it. I'm not going to inconvenience. I'm not going to put anyone out. I'm not going to. And I do remember going back up and saying something. They said, "Oh, you're the guy," because I bought some custom ring cards to hold that had Impact Wrestling logo. So when I was up there, like right across the street, I had so. They had that visual, and I think it was Sunday that he had said, "Oh yeah, you're the guy that had the power to yeah." I again, that was another fail, and it was something that I had set a goal of being on doing some kind of nationally televised local WSF thing was fun with the wrestler, but I wanted to do something. Yeah, it hasn't happened. That was like 7 years ago. Ago. Honestly, it's not got it. And I'm okay with that. I've come to terms with that. I've got different ideas and mindset. And so, really, taking this my 1-2-3 brand, this wrestling brand, this hamburger review brand, this beer drinking, beer review brand, and taking those things on the next level. And it was funny when I was in Las Vegas this last time for the work in my marketing job that I have here. I work conference in Las Vegas last fall doing an episode of 100 Incredibles. I was sitting there. I'm staying at Caesar's Palace. And within Caesar's Palace, there's a bunch of restaurants, one of them being Bobby Flay Burgers. And so I was doing my burger with Bobby Flay's. And it's like the old mall. Food court set up where there's just tables and chairs all over this home, or excuse me, all over the area, all the restaurants. So anyway, I've been doing sitting next to me. And I finish the mom says, "Can I ask a question?" And I'm sure, "What's up?" She goes, "Do you really review your burgers?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Just, for this." And I'm wearing my first hamburger shirt. So. And the dad says, "Are you on Food Network?" And I had never really thought of anything along those lines. But I'm like, man, that would be cool one day to have some kind of like bigger platform for. Because right now it's on YouTube, it's on TikTok. I'm happy with that. It gets good engagement, especially on YouTube. TikTok, it's kind of hit or miss lately. But I'm having fun and I'm doing things. And again, it's that taking the risk, taking the chance, putting yourself out there. People, well, I'm sure there are people out there who have thought about it, considered it, or should I do this? Should I try that? As Gary Vee, someone that I look up to, and enjoy listening for motivational speeches, and it's, don't pigeonhole yourself. Yeah, you're a certain age. But the reality is just do it and try it. And if you don't try, then you'll never. So again, I would rather try and fail than never try. I know that's kind of probably cliche, and you hear that from a motivational speaker, someone at graduation, someone in the locker room or whatever, but it's true. If you really think about it, think about the things in your life you could have wanted to do but didn't do because you were afraid or something was in the way, there was an obstacle there. Just do it. If you want to make videos, pick up your phone and record and do a 10 or 15 second clip, post it. If it doesn't do great, do it again. And again, with a lot of things in life, it's that consistency that makes the difference in being okay with failing or being okay with not achieving the amount of success that you expect. You know, be realistic in your expectations, but then again, if you don't make it, it's okay that if you can try and alter it and adjust, you can remap or remap the course, don't give up. Don't look at failure and end. Look at this and something new, because once you do achieve that success, you're going to have to set that next benchmark to try to achieve and keep going and keep moving up that ladder. You don't want to get stuck. So success is great. We love it. We love to celebrate success. But I've also seen, and others obviously have said this, celebrate the failures, because it's all a part of the process. So don't know if this was meant to or inspire anyone or make any difference in that regard, but I hope that if you are feeling down or trying to make a decision on something, that maybe this kind of helps sway you in the right direction. So thanks for listening and or watching. We'll be back to wrestling programming next week, but I'm always looking for off wrestling topics to talk about here. So if you have questions or comments, be sure to send them my way, and we will see you next time.